It's Kelly Savage with the Butterfly Thoughts Podcast, where we provokingly challenge ourselves to a better thought life through small changes, needed processes, and know and trust that the beauty of the change will prevail. We take our still, quiet thoughts that fly in and choose to see nothing but opportunities of a transformation journey. Here's to changing your life one day at a time, one thought at a time. Did you ever tell God, wait, or not now, God? How about maybe later? Or just a big fat, I don't think so, when you hear him speaking to you? Well, I have a confession to make. I told God, next week. You heard me right. I did tell God next week when he spoke to me, and I did it in church. That's my confession. Let me back up and explain so you really see why I'm confessing to you right now. I was talking to God recently in the last several months and asking him to speak to me once again. I wanted him to lay on my heart of what he wants out of me, my next steps, how to serve him. I had nothing particular in my mind or what to do or even my own ideas. I was opened to what he wants. Or was I? I asked him to come to me and let me know what he wants, what he desires, and I asked him to give me the ears to hear as well so I wouldn't miss it. The ears to hear is very important, and the heart to understand is also very important. I prayed for both things since I didn't want to miss it. Also, my prayers for these things have been a bit ongoing over the last couple of months. I don't know if I wasn't quite settling down enough, quieting myself enough, or could it possibly be that I just didn't like what I heard and what he laid on my heart? So here it comes. One day in church recently, I was sitting quietly, and I was having my butterfly thoughts fly in, aka Holy Spirit whispers. My heart was prepared and softened, and my ears were attentive to what he had to say. God's instructions came. It was a simple knowing in my heart, and the request was small. I could have rejoiced knowing I prayed specifically, he speaks specifically, I receive a knowing in my heart, a request from him, and we move on to our next step together. I could have rejoiced in that. I should have rejoiced in that. I don't know what happens in our human limited brain and knowledge sometimes, and maybe all the feelings and stuff, but I almost immediately said, how about next week, God? What? No, wait, what did I just do? I've been asking God for months of what I need to do, what he desires my next step to be, knowing that the Bible says be faithful in the small things, and then greater things will come. I know some of you are thinking, why do that then? Why even ask? Or some of you are thinking, yeah, I have been there. I am confessing right now, I have limited knowledge. I have limited understanding against what he knows, understands, and merely of who he is. I do know this, and also know that he is constant. He is mighty. He's all-knowing. If he takes care of the smallest of animals and birds and provides, he will do for me and you. He knows what it's best for everyone. He knows what we need beyond what we think we need. He knows what our wants will do to us and sometimes not for us. He is all-knowing. He is all-powerful and wants a relationship with us. And he will not steer us wrong when we listen. did I immediately obey after I even knew I was wrong and was convicted in my heart? Sadly, no. However, a day or so after that, I prayed, and sure enough, the topic wrapped around again, came to my heart. Indeed, it did. And did I obey? Indeed, I did. You see, God does want us to have a relationship with Him, a real one, a personal one. He wants us to communicate with Him and hear Him with Holy Spirit whisperings, and He speaks through His Word. Obeying Him and His Word is a part of our personal relationship with Him, and part that sometimes might not make total sense to us, may not feel all great, but requires steps taken in faith in Him. So why does obedience matter? Well, here are just three good answers, although there's more. God's instructions are for our good. He wants good things for us, and He knows what is best. It keeps us attuned to His Spirit's leading for the next time. Blessings follow obedience. God wants to bless us, and the obedience opens the door to His blessings. And true transformation occurs when we act on what we have heard. Here's to our spiritual ears being attuned, our heart being softened, and prepared for true transformation taking place continuously in all of our lives. Until next time, have a great day. Kelly Savage.